It's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. New York State Police from Rhinebeck arrested Marianne Moore Tompkins, age 57, of Pine Plains, for grand larceny in the third degree, a Class D felony, 8 counts of identity theft in the second degree, a Class E felony, 31 counts of unlawful possession of personal identification, and 23 counts of identity theft in the third degree, all Class A misdemeanors. An investigation found Moore Tompkins between October 2016 and October 2018 stole the identity of the victim and subsequently stole approximately $12,455. She was arraigned before the town of Marlin Court, released under supervision of Dutchess County Probation. Moore Tompkins is next scheduled to appear before the town of Rhinebeck Court May 5th at 9:30. Meanwhile, a Catskill woman was arrested after Red Hook police said she was in possession of more than 150 hydrocodone pills outside an apartment complex. Elizabeth Donahue, 51, charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance and criminal possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell, both felonies. Officers responded to a report of suspicious activity outside the Red Hook Commons apartment complex at about 9:35, according to police. They located three suspicious individuals. An investigation revealed Donahue was in possession of 155 hydrocodone pills. She was arraigned in Village of Red Hook Court and released on her own recognizance, according to police. She's set to appear in court at a later date. Sharon Historic District Commission has a meeting coming up at 6 p.m. Town of Sharon Zoning Board of Appeals also meeting on at 6:30 at Town Hall. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. And the Norfolk Board of Finance has a meeting set for tonight, that at 7 o'clock at Beltill School. Coming up tomorrow, the Richmond and West Stockbridge COA is hosting a free lunch and learn session focusing on Medicare choices, featuring a representative of the Bay State Blue Cross Blue Shield that will assist in health insurance options. To reserve a seat, 413-698-3656 or email coa@richmondma.org. Meanwhile, the Energy Advisory Commission in Norfolk is meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. Sharon Board of Selectmen regular meeting will be held tomorrow at 5:30 at Town Hall. And Canaan, a Freedom of Information session is slated for tomorrow at 7 p.m. Town of Salisbury Board of Finance has a public hearing tomorrow at 7:30. The Berkshires Nonprofit Center presents a workshop in support of long-term sustainability. That'll happen on Wednesday from 1 till 5 at the Berkshire Community College South County Center on Main Street in Great Barrington. Tickets and more information at npcberkshires.org. Town of Salisbury Board of Finance has a special meeting coming up on Wednesday, the 24th, 6:30, to approve minutes of the March 26th and April 1st regular meetings, review final budgets and comments from the public hearing held up 23rd, and to discuss and vote or consider a vote on an appointment of a member or members to act as an information gathering liaison to organizations that are promoting high-speed internet service for Northwest Connecticut. Coming up on Wednesday night, a regular town board meeting for Dover, New York. Also on Wednesday night, the Historical Society meeting in Pine Plains will be held at 7 p.m. Region 1 ABC Committee meets Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at the central office at Housatonic. Dover has their town board regular meeting. That comes up at Town Hall on Wednesday at 6:30. Sheffield Senior Center on Cook Road will present a forum on Thursday at 6:30 as local candidates running in the Maytown election will be on hand to discuss their platform and will field questions from voters. The Falls Village Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on Thursday, 7 o'clock. Berkshire Botanical Gardens in Stockbridge presenting a new initiative for those who would like to experience gardening through photography. The first meeting is scheduled for Thursday, 7 p.m. at the center's house on West Stockbridge Road. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents George Orwell's 1984, April 26th and 27th at 7:30, and a matinee on the 28th at 2:30 at the Black Box Theater at the Hotchkiss School. Tickets are $10, $5 for students and senior citizens, cash or check only. Purchase tickets at the door. Reservations are not necessary. More information at 860-435-4423. The town of Great Barrington Recycling Center and Transfer Station will hold a bulky waste collection on Saturday, April 27th, 7 until 3 p.m. No business waste will be accepted. For a complete list of what is and what is not accepted, contact the office at 413-528-0867. Housatonic American Legion Post 298 and VFW Post 8183, holding an open house for all veterans and their families on Saturday from 10 till 2 at their Cone Avenue location. VA Outreach Specialist Brian Doe and Veterans Outreach Case Manager Michael King will explain the latest developments regarding VA care and veterans benefits. Berkshire Botanical Garden, West Stockbridge Road, is presenting Transplanting Trees and Shrubs and Planting Small Ornamental Trees. That'll happen on Saturday from 10 until 1. BerkshireBotanical.org for more information. Stockbridge Festival Chorus will present Maurice Duroy-Flay in a concert on Saturday at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Stockbridge. Tickets $20 per person, $10 for members of local community choirs and children 18 and under. They're admitted free. A reception will follow. More information at 413-298-3137. Roloff Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, holding their monthly cookbook club on Saturday from 1 till 2:30. Bring a covered dish as a potluck lunch will be served. More information at 518-325-4101. Members of the New Marlboro Volunteer Fire Company holding their annual spring dance at Gedney Farm, 6 to 10 on Saturday, April 27th. Tickets $35 can be purchased from any fire company member or stop by the Mill River General Store on Great Barrington Road, or contact David Smith at 413-429-6608. The Scaticoke First Nations and Watershed Center invite the public to join them for a special evening of stories, sharing, ceremony, and connection. The Water Protector Karn Brothers will be in conversation with Sashim Hawkstorm on the spirit of oneness. The event will be held on Sunday from 5 till 7 p.m. A donation of $20 to $100 is asked to support the work of the Watershed Protector Grandmothers. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.